Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Bulfitz is a situation that really grieves me about our marketplace. The UK financial system, particularly as we move through Brexit and beyond, has to demonstrate itself to be a safe, secure home for investors' money. None of us, when we were reading the risk warnings on websites, if we did, saying that nominee accounts are protected and ring-fenced and separated from the assets of the company. So in the event of a problem with the broker, then the assets are effectively safe. And we assumed, I think quite rightly, that that meant that we would get our assets back. Now, what we're being told is under legislation from, I think, 2012, banking legislation, that it's actually perfectly right for a significant proportion, and in the Beaufort situation, the early indications were 40% of our assets could be seized to pay for costs of the administration, and that has not been pointed out clearly in the risk warnings on broking accounts. And I've long been a fan of certification of stocks, you know, where if you buy a share, go and get a certificate, because then no one can mess around with it. The problem is, of course, a lot of our assets in the UK are held in SIPP accounts or ISA accounts, where it's impossible to, well, actually very difficult unless you change the holding mechanism to hold the stock in physical form. So it's at the whim of the brokers, as it were, as to what they do. So we need greater protection. I think the UK financial system, as much as it, I hate to say it, because I'm a proud UK resident, I pay UK income tax, capital gains tax and all the rest. But I'm a bit shamed by the fact that we can let people who have worked hard, built portfolios, lose a significant proportion of their assets in this manner. And the legislation and the regulation needs to change. And it's not the only area that needs to change, but it's one of the key things is that if you're ring-fenced, you should be entirely ring-fenced, without question. And the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, I think if there are any problems, should pay out in full. Normally, what tends to happen is the costs of this, as far as I understand it, are paid by the regulated firms. So the payouts that are made under the compensation scheme are levied on the firms. And now the regulated firms in general. So in other words, they pay for their bad apples through charges. I would have those regulated firms pay for all the losses so that people get their assets back efficiently and effectively with no losses. But I would also put some protections in so that if a regulated firm sees misbehavior or strongly suspects misbehavior in another regulated firm, if they declare that, if they whistleblow, I would give them exemption from any future levy should the firm that they report go down, so that they're encouraged almost to talk about what's been going on, because I suspect they know a lot more in the business, as is usually the case. And if there's a proper whistleblowing regime and people can talk about the behavior of other broking firms, we might actually avoid this type of situation in the future, which I would dearly love to see.
That brings me nicely on to your thoughts. What would you change in the way the markets work, in your personal opinion?
Oh, well, God.
It's a good question.
How long have you got? It's a good question.
You're a big shareholder in companies, so.
Yeah, it's a very good question.
What would you want to see change?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation in the market about things that go on and things that are not right. And some of this, of course, could be dealt with by better protection of investors and whistleblower, strong enhanced whistleblower protections for the financial services firms and individuals that report problems or potential problems. But if you look at our business in the small cap investing, we are not the focus of much regulation. The regulatory attention, unfortunately, because we're a small subset of the wider market. So from a risk management perspective, if the FCA and other regulatory bodies have a certain pool of capital, they can only sensibly deploy a modest proportion of it to our area. So I don't, it's easy to criticize these organizations and say, why aren't they doing this, that, and the other? And the simple fact is they don't have the money all the time. But if we pay for our own regulation, so if every AIM transaction has, say, a 25 pence levy that goes into a pool to provide for a team of bright professionals to audit our environment, which is the small venture exchanges AIM and Next and so on, to make sure that the market participants, including the brokers, are behaving appropriately, then I think that would be a phenomenal thing. And no one wants to pay extra costs, but I think if we felt it was going into proper management of the exchanges and the participants in it, including brokers, that would be good. So, well, how would you spend that money? Well, for example, there's a lot of rumours about broking firms and how certain firms can do placing after placing after placing after placing. Yeah. And those placings often stagnate price-wise or fall, and there doesn't seem to be much appreciation, so you wonder where the capital's coming from. And people speculate about short positions in shares being covered in placings and that kind of thing. And naked short positions on the market, which as far as I'm aware are illegal and so on. And movements of stock between brokers and there's so many different things. I think some oversight would be good. So, for example, one area I would spend that levy on would be for a selection of financings undertaken by regulatory brokers. I would do spot inspections on brokers, and I would ask them, the FCA or whichever body it was, would effectively turn up and immediately demand a list of who participated in a placing, where the stock went, and then I would trace that back to those participants in the placing and make sure that they've still got the stock, or if they've sold it post the placing, you can validate the contract notes or the agreement deals that they've done to sell the stock or buy more stock. And you can make sure that when companies are being told that there are a whole new set of high net worth investors interested in doing a placing, you can make sure that that is actually the case and there aren't any dubious practices like short positions being covered at discounted rates in placings. I do find it quite interesting that many placings that are undertaken seem to be preempted by significant rises in share price, followed by price collapses and discounts applied to the collapsed price when the financings are undertaken. And that's raised many times on discussion boards and Twitter and in general conversations with investors and companies. I think there is, if I'm honest, a lack of confidence that what people think is happening in the market, which is essentially or should be happening, which is a level playing field, buyers and sellers determining a market price with the market intermediary, the market makers, providing a trading facility both ways at all times. I think people are worried that that might not be the case. And if we have a bit more investigative work undertaken, and I think we have to pay for it as investors ourselves by this proposed levy, then we'll get increasing confidence that things are going well. And if there are any errant firms out there that are misbehaving themselves, and they have this the type of investigation that really digs behind their records and does an audit trail through the historical transactions and finds out what's going on, if there are any misbehaving firms out there, then I think they will have to shut up shop or change their business practices very quickly. And the thing for me, Alex, which is most important, is that there are investors out there with less experience who perhaps are not fully aware of market mechanics and machinations. I would love us to go down the route of more training for UK investors, a bit like the ASX try to do, so that their people can be more informed about how the market works. I would like there to be greater transparency. I want people's money protected. I remember a few years ago where I was down to very little in my natural resource portfolio, literally a few thousand pounds. That money is precious. When you have a small amount of working capital and you're putting it into firms, you accept the risk that things can go wrong, you know, that companies might find, that their exploration campaign doesn't work or that their licensing doesn't come in as they wanted it to and all that kind of thing. But what I don't want people to suffer in the UK financial system by any form of underhand, behaviour. What we saw with Beaufort's recently, one of the largest brokers in the United Kingdom, and some of the stuff that's come out with the US indictments and all that kind of thing, really worries people and really causes people concern. And I think for the heart of any financial system is its venture exchanges, so AIM and Next. And I think those markets really have to be the best level of protection for the smaller investors to give them encouragement to participate. So I'd like to see more done, but essentially that's because, as I often used to say, you know, for Metal Tiger and the other companies I've been involved with, the investment of Dorothy in Glasgow with a £500 going in is possibly worth to her a lot more than Fred in London with half a million invested, because that 500 quid could be all of her investment capital, and Fred's, you know, significant amount could be only a small proportion of his.
I agree, yeah.
We've got to look after people in the UK financial system. We've got to protect people. People have got to have a great degree of confidence, and we shouldn't shirk away from it because of the potential embarrassment if things are found to go wrong. Because quite frankly, there's nothing more embarrassing than seeing one of your major broking firms put into administration and all of the debacle that's occurred with Beauforts in recent times. So I love our markets. I love the resource space. I know you do. You know, you're really interested in talking to the companies and engaging with them. I just want to see a bit more absolute transparent fairness in the system so that people can have more confidence.
I think the Beaufort situation, the way it's obviously the debacle of it now is the vultures are coming round, and in my humble opinion, they're actually trying to take the investors' money. So the city makes sure they're okay. But one suggestion is, why not have a lock-in period when people go in a place and are at IPO?
Yeah. Canadian stocks have a lock-in for yeah. months. It has its advantages and disadvantages, but on the whole, it's not a bad idea. If you combine a lock-in, I'd say probably 3 months is enough, a lock-in on new financings. The advantage with the Canadian system is that they tend to have a lot more flexibility on talking about financings whilst they're in process, and in fairness, there's an unusual kind of supposed secrecy on financings in the United Kingdom. In Australia, their approach to protect investors is they go into a 2 or 3 day trading halt if they're in significant financing mode, so that there can't be a manipulation of the share price, which is quite useful too. So there are mechanisms out there. If you combine a 3 month lock-in on new investment together with a thorough auditing of where that money is coming from, you know, this speculation and concern about short positions being putting pressure on share prices, and then those shorts being covered in financings, then that will kind of be dealt with. You're not going to find much evidence apart from the occasional debacle where things come out into the open and the underbelly of misbehaviour is identified. You're not going to find much evidence because, of course, if anyone's doing anything wrong, they're not going to have a written audit trail to make it easy for the regulators to properly assess what's happening. It's all going to be in the background. So the only way you can really make sure that things are handled is spot inspections, a bit like, you know, the VAT office tend to do. Immediate demand for information. So you turn up at a firm, you say, XYZ, Resources PLC, we want the documentation now. Which means that the regulatory firm has to have its records in order and available for inspection at any time. And then you can undertake an immediate audit trail into that company, into that financing, sorry. You can trace back, you can validate all the positions, you can make sure that this was legitimately a fresh source of finance and there wasn't any misbehavior in it. Everyone has a degree of confidence in that process. Perhaps have some more sensible controls and procedures in place with regard to financings, like your 3 day suspension in Australia, or like approach that's taken in Canada, and then the market becomes just that bit fairer and more transparent, and people have greater confidence. And that it would be a great thing for us at the moment.
I think we've got the perfect opportunity at the moment with. Horrible thing, the Beaufort situation, but you've got organisations now getting involved. So I think if they pull together, we might get change.
Yeah, one of the biggest problems we face is that we might act as a herd when it comes to positive sentiments on the stock and people piling in. You know, that commonly happens nowadays. But to get investors to work together to protect their own interests is very, very difficult to do. if you have an egregious situation that investors are unhappy about, it's difficult to maintain focus, momentum, and sufficient investors to work together over an extended period of time to make things happen in the right way. But now with this Beaufort situation, we have seen the damage that can be done with poor systems, procedures, and so on. And we can actually see the improvements that can be implemented to help protect people's money and to avoid this type of situation happening again. So I would hope that the authorities push forward. Now, I don't know if you can just assume that people who are probably already overworked will necessarily want to expand their work portfolio and do more. But there are organisations such as ShareSoc, who are, you know, trying to build up the pressure, and they need to be supported. So, Value Generation, my family business, will shortly be making a reasonable donation into that because I want to give that some support to really push them forward. I think if more people that give them the funds to employ the right procedures, the right people, the right processes to investigate some of these things and to push for change, the better. We should not in the UK have an attitude that smaller markets don't matter and it's the Wild West almost. If you want to invest in risky stocks, you should accept that you can lose your money. Yes, actually, I agree with that to a degree. If you want to invest in risky stocks, you might lose your money, but you shouldn't be losing your money because of any misbehavior in the markets in the background. And you shouldn't be losing your money because a broker goes into administration and supposedly ring-fenced accounts. Suddenly, you take a massive haircut through no fault of your own. So, there's a lot to do, but I'm grateful to those organisations, including ShareTalk, who have the guts, determination and balls to actually go out there and push for some change in our UK financial system.
We're actually a member of ShareSoc as well, ShareTalk Limited. So we just a small way, but we think they're doing a sterling job. And Paul, thank you very much today for your interview.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.